This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I'm not telling you anything you don't already know when I say the National Security Agency has been keeping a closer eye on us than many might like. What you might not know is how much the NSA and law enforcement are paying for the privilege. Thanks to the Associated Press today, we now have a pretty specific idea about how much Verizon and AT&T and Google charge every time Uncle Sam wants to know what we're up to. Not that metadata we've heard so much about, but actual wiretaps and surveillance. Ann Flaherty covers technology for the Associated Press. She wrote the story today. Ann, good to have you here.
Good to be here.
So I'll tell you what, we read your article this morning and we were basically like, wait, what? The government is paying for this to the phone companies? Huh?
Right. Basically, what we found out was that virtually every company out there, technology company or telecommunications company, charges the government, with the exception of Facebook, which gives the information away for free.
Nice of them. When you say charge the government, that is to say taxpayers.
That's right. They give them a bill that says you have asked for certain information on our users, and this is the amount that it will cost for us to supply it to you.
And they're allowed to do that.
They are allowed to do that. Basically, there's a section in the law that says companies can be reimbursed if law enforcement or an intelligence agency like the NSA comes knocking at your door and says, look, this is a matter of national security, or we're trying to track a drug dealer and we need your help. So if it puts the business out, they have the right to be compensated. So they've been doing this since the early 1990s, and they've developed these really sophisticated fee lists that say basically, if you want access to our data, okay, it's going to cost, you know, $750 to set up the wiretap. It's $500 a month after that. If you want our experts to testify in court, it's, you know, $50 an hour and so forth.
And it very quickly gets into the millions of American dollars.
It does. This is a, you know, a technical feat to try to intercept communications as they're happening. So they do spend quite a bit of money on that. I talked to quite a few people who said, you know what, look, I don't actually think it's that much money. I think that what they're trying to do is cover just some of their costs, defray some of their costs. AT&T says they have 100 people working full-time, 24/7, just to deal with law enforcement.
Can you say that surveillance is a profit center for these telecommunications and internet companies?
I don't think we can go that far right now. The question is, are they making any money off of this? We don't know. How much money is being spent? I went to the FBI and tried to track this down, and they said, you know, we can't give you a top line figure. We don't know how much we spend on reimbursements because it's divided up across the budget with every field office and every program. So we don't really know.
Don't we want some friction here? Don't we want the government to have to think about the price or the cost of getting our data?
Right, exactly. This is what makes this issue so difficult is, do you give it away for free and have law enforcement or intelligence agencies knocking on Google's door, AT&T's door every 2 minutes asking for information, or do you charge for it and even overcharge for it to discourage that sort of surveillance? But at the same time, that's taxpayer dollars. And I don't think there's a good answer to it, but I do think that there could be more transparency to the process. We don't know how much the United States government is spending on these reimbursements. We don't know how much companies are making off of these reimbursements. We just don't know a lot about it.
My favorite line in this whole piece was the part where somebody from the government said, yeah, you know, if there's confusion in the billing, if we don't understand the billing, well, we try to call them and see if we can figure things out. And I was like, you too, the government, me, the consumer, we're the same, man. We don't understand our cell phone bill.
That's just it. As I can't imagine, you know, the law enforcement guy who's buried in paperwork already and trying to complete a drug bust and having to go back to AT&T or Verizon and say, you know, what was this bill from 6 months ago?
Right.
Yeah, I don't think that they do it.
Ann Flaherty, she covers technology for the Associated Press. Ann, thanks a bunch.
I appreciate it.